Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Too crazy.
Are you a Mac-a-holic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Well, shit. I wonder what would a motherfucker do if they didn't have me to kick the shit that I be kicking. And the thing about what I be kicking, seeing as though, oh, wait a minute, goddammit, I thought I was, you know, shit. This Rosebud, you guys, I'm on the shoulder, down and dirty. This motherfucker is live. We doing it. I'm at the helm of this fly-ass show. Brought to you by DownAndDirty101.com, where, of course, there's a lot of mentality exercises for you. Now, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud, and don't forget, I got two D's in my name for a double dose of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, otherwise game, that I'm going to share with you. You call in, you know this fuck, well, you know this show. It's a talk show, and it's not where I talk by myself. Call in, press 1 so we can kick it. 657-383-0809. Now, shit. We talk about, on this particular show, we talk about problems that motherfuckers today, or well, we should be talking about problems motherfuckers today be having in the game, but you guys so square. 616, what's up with you, man? I see you there.
What's up, Rosebud? This Cameo.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. I just called to talk about a scenario I got. I've been out in the field putting my work in to catch. And one of the things I came up with is, when is the proper time to start grooming a woman? You know what I'm saying? Because I figure it's when, at that first conversation, you will start to see little things and hear little things in their conversation that need to be cleaned up and situated, and I think that's the perfect time. Instead of waiting till
check this out, let me ask you a question. Hold on, let me ask you a question. You went through the school. Now, what I'm going to ask you, I don't want you to answer. I just want you to hear. You then went through the school. You then came up with a scenario. You out in the field. You using the information you use, and you have questions? I don't think so. What I'm saying is if you're using what you learned, the decision is ultimately yours. It is not mine. No matter what I think, is not going to do you no good. What's going to do you some good is you taking everything you've learned, and when you think whatever the fuck you think, you know what's the next part of that. So what I'm saying is, if I would have to say you had a problem, the problem is you ain't doing what the whole object of what the fuck we learned. And you know it has something to do with thinking. And I don't want you to say what it is. I just want you to know what it is. And you do know what it is, right?
Yep.
Okay. So my point to you is that's, you don't get the power if you still have questions.
Okay.
You don't.
Okay.
You only get the power when you fucking answer your shit using the things you learned to show you not only are you on the right track, but being on the right track will give you the right results. And those are the results that you're looking for. I'm not looking for no results. I'm telling you how to get results. So I'm looking for you to call in, Rose. Well, man, let me tell you something, man. That shit you dropped on me, man, about woo, woo, woo. You know, I went out. I tried that shit, man. And let me tell you something. The only question I got is how come you think I didn't fucking do this earlier? Whatever, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Now we kicking game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It ain't about me okaying shit no more. That's what you got your degree for.
Right.
All right.
I understand. Yep.
All right, for sure. Hey, and this ain't about not calling in. Call in anytime, man. I love it. Hey, 703, what's happening? 703, you there? 703-200? Evidently not, huh?
Hey, man.
Okay, what's up?
Nothing, man. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you and everything like that. I accidentally unmuted myself.
Oh, okay. Well, cool, man. I'm going to get on with the show then. I'll put you
all back
in. Hey, you guys, listen. The thing that I'm about, just like you heard that brother right there that called in, he's an alumni. But, you know, sometimes they need schooling, even after graduating. That's why you have a mentor. And when something do come up, you and your mentor kick it. You don't necessarily go to your mentor with questions. You go to your mentor with situations, and you and your mentor can kick the knowledge that you have. And even though you are asking a question, the question you're asking is being fully covered in the course of you guys kicking this information as far as what you are talking about. Now, what I'm saying is it's hard for a psychiatrist to talk to you without talking to you in the terms of what that motherfucker's been dealing with. See, me, it's very difficult for me to talk to you in terms that you're basically not used to. That's why I talk in plain English. I think like what I'm saying right now when I talk to bitches, I'm at. You know, when I think to myself, man, whenever you have to say something slick, you ain't got no conversation because these bitches ain't hardly slick as you are, and the shit you saying is going to be way too advanced for them. So break it down. Now, why are you saying that, Rosebud? Why are you saying all that shit right now, man? Because, motherfuckers, every fucking relationship, every situation, I don't give a fuck if you're a pimp or a bus driver. If you fucking with the opposite sex for whatever your pleasures are, it's a relationship as soon as you start fucking with them. And as far as what I'm saying, the answer to the bruh's question is right now. I don't give a fuck if it's the first time you spoke to that motherfucker. Man, from Jump Street, I am not allowing no motherfucker not to see me. Otherwise, if you keep fucking with me past here, I already know you like me. So that ain't a question. Not with me. What I'm saying is that's how I am on a bitch. I'm coming at you, hey, you ain't gonna like me, motherfucker, and if you do like me, I ain't gonna like you. But I'm gonna still be getting at her, and she gonna be wondering what I'm doing, and I'm gonna be at her, because that's how you catch. Because you got to know what to say, when to say it, how to say it, and how much to put emphasis on it. If you don't know that goddamn shit, I don't know why you want to be in the streets. I don't know why you want to motherfucking try to have a hoe. Some bitch that's thinking like a motherfucker that deal with men every motherfucking day, can spot a punk a mile away, can spot weak shit 3 miles away. So I'm saying, why you want to fuck with hoes if you going to be weak? I ain't mad at you. I'm just bringing the truth to you. Because you motherfuckers talk this pimp shit, and you be thinking with the wrong head. Yeah, we got two heads. One is your dickhead, and one is the one on your fucking shoulders. And I'm here to tell you, the motherfucker who think with the wrong head is one hoe away from being a paying trick. And all you motherfuckers out there talking to these bitches, talking that pimp shit, woo woo woo, you know, ain't even talking about charging them. And if you is talking about charging them, somehow is you acting like you asked them to pay you. No, you ain't got no game, you ain't got no courage, you ain't got no heart. I want you to think about that motherfucking statement throughout tonight's broadcast. Whatever the fuck we talk about, think about the motherfucker who thinks with the wrong head is one hoe away from being a trick. Meaning, soon as the right bitch see you, they gonna break you. That's what that means for you guys that need translation. And the reason I want you to think about it is I'm sure you've never considered how you fare in that area. You never considered if this bitch is seeing you like a motherfucking man or a goddamn punk she can charge. Even though you got gold shit in your mouth, shit around your neck, your car dressed up, you still got on a t-shirt and some fucking jeans. And another reason I want you to think about that shit is because I don't think any one of you motherfuckers want to be thought of as a trick. I don't think as much negative shit as I talk about you motherfuckers, I don't think now one of you want to be thought of as a goddamn trick. You see, the shit I talk to you about, no matter if it's one thing or two things, they're all real things that's going to help you build you into machines. Because if you ain't got no goddamn direction, and then you ain't about being directed, then you're about leading yourself into destruction. And we all know, because we used to say about them hoes, a hoe without instructions is headed for destruction. And I don't mean to relate you with hoes, but that saying is true in life. If you ain't following not my instructions, but some instructions that you think is going to lead you somewhere, then you're headed for destruction. You're going to see yourself fucking with me becoming men who think all the time. Because instead of dreading the idea of thinking about your life, you're going to embrace it. Because if you don't think about your life, what the hell you think going to happen to your life? Your life going to think about you? Well, maybe. Let's see. I want all you motherfuckers listening to me to become alpha men who want to get something from every motherfucking woman you get a chance to meet. The way I see it, if you try to get something from every goddamn woman you meet, you're going to run into some things you were not expecting. And that's where you learn to adapt to shit on the fly. Oh, man, when you can adapt to whoever you talking to, not that you're going to change what you or who you are. Adapting is coming on to a bulldagging bitch with the same intensity that you come on to one of them little rose petal bitches. What I'm saying is the conversation is going to not necessarily be the same words, but it's going to have the same intent and the same intensities, but I'm definitely going to modify it to who the fuck I'm talking to. I'm not going to talk to no little prissy, missy bitch like I talk to fucking goddamn hard, you know, street bitches. So, women have all kinds of things to offer you besides sex and mind games. You got to understand that. No matter where you at on the chain or on whatever level you are, alpha, mate, whatever, alpha, delta, whatever, none of that shit matters if you know that, you know, no matter what level of man you own, if you are. And because let me tell you guys something. You're better off being a delta man than being a pawn. So I would embrace even being rank in the Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta category. Of course, Alpha is the top, and I would want to be up there. But if I wasn't, I would love to be just Delta. You know why? Because if I ain't Delta, I'm a punk. Shit. Fuck that. I'd rather be Delta than to be a goddamn punk. And as long as a motherfucker know that women got all kinds of goddamn shit to offer you besides some fucking pussy, you're going to be all right. Now, if you take the time to actually learn women like I did, see, you'll realize sex should be something to complement what you have already going on with that woman. See, pimps don't be using sex to get something going on with the goddamn woman, because in that case, she's playing you. That's why real motherfuckers, man, hold off from all that kind of goddamn shit until they know what time it is with that bitch. I know you all say you want to get to know a woman before all the intimacy stuff, but do you really try to get to know that bitch, or do you just be letting some time go by before you really go for the pussy? Fuck that. If you follow what I talk with you about, you'll begin to see the power in your fucking dick. Your dick should be used as a motherfucking tool. Excuse me. A tool to put an emphasis on just how motherfucking bad you are. You ain't no accident. This shit is not by chance. You're talking the shit and doing the shit you do on purpose. 347, what's up, man?
What's going on, OG? How you feeling?
You hear how I'm feeling, man. I'm on one. How you feeling?
I'm feeling better tonight than I'm hearing your voice, man. I can't lie.
What's
up? This is Leslie Cherry from New York. I was just listening
okay.
to you, and a question popped in my mind, because I'd be going to these spots, and you're right, these women be really using sex as a tool to really just, you know, look for a sucker nigga that's going to try and aim for the pussy. And
come on, man,
me,
what's your question?
I want to know, you know, how do you properly conduct yourself when dealing with a woman that's trying to use sex as a ploy?
Man, for all you
now,
guys,
how do you not look like a punk?
For all you guys, that question is not a necessary question, just like the last question wasn't necessary. Because the way you deal with any bitch in any circumstance is how you want to. And what I'm saying is you ain't obligated to do shit, and you ain't obligated to not do shit, because you should be thinking about what's best for you. So if the bitch is trying to use pussy on you for whatever, and you think that, then before you stick your dick up in her, you're supposed to let her know, I hope you don't think I'm going to fuck the shit out you and come all on your head and shouldn't start buying you shit. And the bitch going to laugh. And that's what you wanted to do. But you didn't let her know. Your pussy ain't finna move me like that. But if you let her know in a smooth way, it ain't going to be no thing. It ain't going to stop you from getting the pussy. She just going to know after you fuck the shit out of her, she can't ask you for shit. She gonna know it because you already told her. And if she do ask you for something, you let her know. I know you heard me say, because I fucked the shit out of you, I ain't finna buy you no motherfucking shit. You know, whatever. I'm saying, man, I ain't letting no bitch handle me. I ain't letting no goddamn question I get about a bitch handle me, because I am goddamn sure every fucking thing I think, whether it wins for me or not, is the right goddamn thing for me. I ain't caring about whoever the fuck she is, whatever the fuck she's saying. I'm only caring about how I took it and what the fuck I did about it. And I, hey, let me tell you something. I'm the kind of motherfucker, when I go to Walmart or something like that, you know, they got the rolls. I always park in row 7. Why? Because I know I'm in row 7, so I ain't really got to look for my car in them big old ass parking lots. I done got lost looking for my car a couple of times, and I decided the way to beat that shit, you just park in the same area every fucking time. When I go to Smith's, the big grocery store, I park in the same area. And what I'm saying is that's how I handle shit, man. You know, any motherfucker fucking with me pussy, any motherfucker fucking with me life, any motherfucker fucking with me business, hey, it's about what I think. And I'm going to do that. And if I win, lose, or draw in it, I don't give a fuck. Of course, I want to win on every occasion, but I ain't got to win, but I do got to do what the fuck I think. I ain't let nobody tell me to turn left and then I have a wreck when I thought about going straight. I could have went straight and not had no motherfucking wreck, is what I'm saying. I do what I think. And now, if I think going straight and I have a wreck, then I just had a wreck. Get my shit fixed and keep driving. You understand what I'm saying, man?
Okay, that makes sense, OG. I appreciate that.
For sure. So, my thing, my motherfucking thing, I just want you to understand, using your dick as a tool to put emphasis on the type of motherfucker you are, man, it's going to be way more pleasurable for her and you. Because sex is mental, period. What you think during it determines how good it is. Not what the bitch, you know, motions with her ass, not how deep you stroking her, woo, woo, woo. Because you could be doing all that and the bitch could be smoking a cigarette. Then what you going to think? She might be used to that goddamn shit. You know, some fucking hoes. I mean, they ain't giving a fuck how deep you going in they pussy. They caring about how they feel about you. That's what they care about. And if you fuck her mind before you even think about her goddamn pussy, she gonna come every time you fuck her. Because when you start fucking her, her mind is gonna go into pleasureful sex, which is gonna promote her body to climax with whatever the fuck you doing. See, I know that shit. I just shared that shit with you. And I could be, you know, damned if I believe it. And one of you motherfuckers believe it. Every one of you, goddamn, that's some slick shit. But now one of you believe it. Because if you did, you'd understand what the fuck I'm saying. Do you ever run into any women who want to give their pussy away for nothing? I mean, please, any one of you that have actually ran into women that's just laying to take their panties off for you to fuck her, let me know. Come on, let me know. Because what I'm saying is if you really want to be in the higher echelon of alphas, you can't be going around giving your dick away for nothing like you motherfuckers be doing, trying to find a 10. Why? So you can fuck her. That's all you want to do. That's why pussy is pussy. A 1 got a pussy. 10 pussy ain't even no good because she don't even know how to fuck. She been concentrating on her motherfucking looks. That 1 will wear you out. So if it's about good pussy, you would want a 1. No. You motherfuckers don't realize bitches use they pussy. Real motherfuckers use they dicks. Do you ever see or hear of a woman who rides around looking for a dude to simply give him some pussy just because she horny? each one of you motherfuckers do that. Go to clubs looking for bitches horny. You know, just each one of you do it. And you don't realize the motherfucker you looking for is a woman. And women are trained to use their pussy as something to manipulate a man into thinking he should be grateful for getting it. And you motherfuckers go for that shit. Have you ever thought of who actually does the most work in the bedroom? Tit for tat is the way you imagine it goes. But excuse me. But the average woman only gets involved responding to what you do or make her feel. So she just there. And you got to put work in. You got to do whatever you do to make her feel whatever she feels so she can get into whatever she needs to be into so you can have some fun. Have you ever saw a woman who tried her damnedest not to come the way you do? You fucking do everything you can to not come. And the bitch doing everything she can to come. Come on. I tell them motherfuckers, hey, baby, listen. Now, before I get in this pussy, it's a race in my mind. It's like the first one come, win. And I'm proud to say, I am undefeated. Ha! Yeah. Now let's get busy. Shit. Said bitch, no. You better, you know, you. I don't really give a fuck. I get busy. But the reason, I believe the reason I get busy is because I know how to make a motherfucking woman want to get at pussy to me. Afterwards, whatever the fuck she thinks she needs, that she feels nothing about asking you to provide. See, I don't go through that stuff. You know, if you lucky enough to get the pussy, the bitch finna ask you for a mansion on the hill. And if she don't ask you for it, she gonna go down incrementally until she can see what you can give her, or close to that. And I don't really think she's wrong for thinking that way. Because to her, her pussy is worth something more than to be fucked in. See, my point is, why the fuck can't you think like that? What is a good reason? Well, what good reason do you think? Or what is a good reason for you to not think your dick has more value than to pump in a woman's pussy? And I'm not talking about asking for money because you didn't sex her up, but I am talking about getting something that you need done. Now, I made sure, before I got married, I made sure I had something I needed done or bought before I had sex with a bitch. And if you don't want to hear it, you don't want to get the shit fucked out you by me. And I'm telling you, you got two heads, and you got to make sure you let the one on your shoulders do the thinking. And I know all of you motherfuckers talking about pimping on a bitch, you understand, won't pussy much as I do. Because when I had five bitches, believe me, I was in somebody's pussy every night. But the beautiful thing about me getting pussy is I was getting it when I wanted it, and the woman involved felt quite lucky to be with me. So lucky, she paid everything she had. See, when a woman knows you ruled by the right head, it reduces her reasons to be jealous. It reduces her reasons to be insecure. It gives her reasons to feel very powerful when you out on the town fucking with bitches. It don't do any of the things that you guys experience. A lot of the insecurity your woman experience is because she knows you don't have any goddamn principles, and you'll let a broad coax you into anything. The bitch know that. That's why you can only have one bitch, and it's her. And as long as you kind of do what she says, she gonna put up with your shit. Do you know the number one reason your woman or the women you've been with don't trust you is because you showed her you ruled by the wrong head? She knows it. Having a woman know all about your other women and still be highly excited when she sees you is an incredible turn-on for any real man. Who would want to run from that? And the manhood I speak of is the greatest asset for your mentality or confidence. I'm telling you, the shit I'm telling you about makes you see that you are in control of any situation you get involved in. But most of you guys would rather relinquish that control to this woman. And then when she sees she got control, woe is me. She finna have me doing all kind of shit. See, the woman see that you're going against the grain that the real dudes go through. And she's also able to see you really are afraid to think. Conversely, the women people like me fuck with, they see that I'm going against the grain also, going against the grain that normal dudes go through. And she's also going to see that I ain't afraid to think. And trust and believe that thinking allows you to see that for any five problem, there are 50 ways to solve them motherfuckers, all the various varying degrees of severity. So you ain't got to beat a bitch up every time. What I'm saying is when it's time for that, you got to do that, but I don't really let it get time for that. You know why? Because the worst punishment, the absolutely worst punishment for a bitch that was with me was for me to tell that bitch, get your shit and get the fuck out of my motherfucking house, and I better get a call tonight from one of them niggas, because you better choose a motherfucker. Now get the fuck out. Hey, when I say that goddamn shit, they begging. Nah, I ain't trying to hear it. Get your fucking punk ass out. I don't need you. Don't you see I got five motherfuckers just like you, Peckerwood, bitch. Tan my motherfucking ass. And I'm going to catch another one, because when you lose a hold of on the pimping, the pimp, God bless you, with a new one. So get your ass. I'm going to talk all kind of pimp shit to that bitch. But at the same time, I know goddamn well I ain't letting that bitch go nowhere. Shit, it's pimping with me. So after that bitch begged me enough, I'm going to tell her, look, bitch, you telling me you're going to pay me the right way, the way I want to be paid without no goddamn problems, you know what I'm saying, knowing I'm a fucking hell bitch when I see her, when I want to? Yes, I do. Well, prove it to me, bitch. And let me tell you something. This is against my better pimp judgment. But I'm going to give your punk ass another motherfucking chance, bitch. And you know what the bitch say? Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, pimping going on here, see, because I ain't touched this bitch. I didn't put something on her mind, and this bitch thought of all of this shit for her to do. She thought of it. I didn't tell her none of that goddamn shit. I told her to get the fuck out of here. Now, what am I saying? That's what I'm talking. Hey, who know what I'm saying? Come on, somebody press one. Goddamn, you motherfuckers are sitting up here like I'm selling dope, man. I'm not selling no fucking dope. This shit is dope that I'm talking. But you got to kick it. Don't you want to, you know, fucking shit. Uh-oh. Come on, 760. What's happening with you?
What
817,
up,
I'll see you in a minute. What's happening, 760?
I'm good, bud. How are you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. What's happening?
I'm just soaking up game, dude. The game that you're putting out right now is fucking dope. But and I want to thank you for that. But I'm new to your work, and like last week there was a show that I listened to. It was one of your old shows, and it really hit me really hard. It was all about like dress and the importance of dress and stuff like that. So when I listened to that, that basically hit me real hard, because what I took out of it is that you're supposed to set a standard when you're doing what you're doing, and when you walk out, you're supposed to set a standard.
Because you're supposed to represent that standard. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because for me, as a square...
Wait. I don't want to hear no life story, bro. Like, a lot of people on here want to ask questions, so you got to ask a question.
Yeah, basically what I wanted to ask is, when you're thinking about dressing, are you dressing to the nines every time you step out, or how do you really do it? I want to get your
Check this out, bro. To the nines, I guess that means suited and booted. No, I don't. Very rarely dress like that. But to answer that question, to the nines, hell yeah. Because my shirt, my slacks, my shoes, my socks, everything is coordinated, and there's always a two-color scheme going on. Otherwise, my shirt and socks or my socks and my belt matching, and then the other colors matching. Something like that. I might have a jacket on if it's chilly. I might have a sweater. If not, I'm going with a short sleeve or a long sleeve. But every one of them times I'm out, I'm dressed to the nines.
Got it.
All right.
Thank you
sure.
so much. Appreciate
you got it, man. 817, what's up with you, brother?
Hey, I just wanted to kind of go into what you just said when you got at the bitch. Okay, what you're doing is basically you're establishing your spot as the lion, making her see the value in the man that you are. It's almost like when a lion roar and all the animals in the wilderness, well, not the wilderness, but in the jungle, kind of hear that lion roar and kind of alert them to where they like, okay, that lion just roared. So to where they kind of go part their ways, or that they're going to come to it to kind of see what the hell going on.
Well, I'm going to agree with that. It is asserting or establishing that's what you're doing. But more than that, see, the stuff that I'm talking about is about establishing, you know, where you at, who you are. But it's really a mentality. And what I'm talking about is how you have to think. And how, of course, assertion is a certain way of thinking, but there are so many aspects to life in general when you're speaking with bitches. And what bitches are very successfully able to do is make you think she deserves something for giving you some pussy. No matter how you just said what you just said, even when you go out and establish yourself, you know, once, let's say, the bitch surrender, I'm not saying you turn into a punk, but you kind of come down because you didn't captivate her. But using that lion, when the motherfucking lion get through fucking the bitch, he kicking her to the curb because he didn't fuck her. Fuck you, bitch. And when I come back tomorrow, I'm going to bust you out again. You know, I'm not saying that's how cruel or crude you got to be, but what I'm saying, that's your mentality. How you represent it is how smooth you are. You know, I don't represent that as far as when I'm actually saying shit like that. I represent the motherfucker that they want to fuck with. But at the same time, I'm representing, do you know who you fucking with? And if you do, come on. And
right
it's very
on.
Attractive
now,
the way I do it.
Check this out, bud. I look at it like this here. If I'm fucking the bitch and then she know what I'm about from the beginning because I've already told her, and if that's her choice to keep fuck with me, I'm going to just keep adding shit. I'm just going to keep adding shit and adding shit.
That's what you're supposed to do, brother.
If that bitch back break, hey, man, it just break because I'm going to keep on continually to add shit.
Hey, but you know what? It ain't
going to
break. It's
going to
get stronger and stronger the more shit you add. That's what this game do,
exactly.
Bro. We both get strong.
Shit,
hey, that's good shit, man. Let
it.
Me go on, though. I got a lot of shit to talk about. So, check this out. Tonight, you know, we talking about really the mentality that we need to have to actually execute the things that pimps do. You got to revisit the archives, and you got to go back and see how focused I am when it comes to giving you a complete picture of something important. See, the shit I've told you is dope. But unless you involve yourself with the total package, which is you, you're the total package. If you don't involve yourself with that, you're taking the chance on not having the courage to do some of the goddamn things we speak of. You know, this is something you can't halfway do. You guys halfway do every single thing you want to do, and halfway doing it is good enough, but it's really not. You have to commit to going all the way when you get out there. You know, if you out there scared, then you ain't going to really do nothing. Somebody going to come give you something, and then, okay, that'll work. Some broad come give you this or that. You just got to understand you can't continue to hide behind the fear of me trying to use you, if that's the case. Or me wanting to use you. Oh, you just can't continue to hide behind the fear that you have when it comes to thinking of something to do concerning a woman. You just can't continue to hide behind you don't know any better. The only thing you could do is understand that I'm genuine in what I do. And what I say to you works. I'm very happy when alumni call in and speak on my course because it verifies that it works. I'm very happy when they call verifying that it works, that you guys don't get to hear anybody hating me because of how little they got out of it. You know, the downside of that because I get such good compliments that a lot of dudes out there think I'd be paying people to come on the show and say what they say. But I don't do that kind of goddamn shit. I know motherfuckers do that because that's the internet for you. I don't do it. And if you notice, most of them all say the same things about what they experience when they're out. What I'm trying to tell you guys is, if you guys have reservations, I mean, if you guys who have reservations would allow your mind to get past, I was a pimp motherfucker, and get to the fact that I've transferred all of that game I have onto a platform that you can understand and you can conform to. If you do that, you could win because I'm not your goddamn enemy and the game I share is an asset to you. So if you want to be out there, you should try to be getting all the understanding about being out there that you could get. And you take any one of my goddamn tools on Down and Dirty 101. I've created them and you can hear me use my own conversations And more importantly, I tell you exactly what the effect is that I was looking for when I used it. What good is that for you? It's a template. It's a template for you. When I use a conversation, of course, I'm talking about the things relative to me. And I'm saying all the things, if that's the case, that I feel is pertinent that's going to get my action. But what I'm doing in every one of those tools is following the system of an arsenal. I believe in having an arsenal. And it's a system. It's not the conversation. It's a system of conversation. And if you use that system in all of your conversations, you'll understand how to win. Because you create an atmosphere as you speak conducive to the mentality of who you speaking to. And that just makes them want to go for what you're saying. And I'm telling you, if you take what I show you and put your own spin to it, put it in your own words, make whatever. If I'm talking about writing, you might like bowling, so you talk about bowling. But it's the same shit. I think you'll have a chance at getting that woman you want. And I think you have a chance at getting more than one woman because you had a proper mentality about doing what you're doing. If you're a regular Joe, go to work, I mean, you could want to be a player or whatever, but once you get a girlfriend, you can't do none of that goddamn shit. So, but if you're really trying to be, you know, in these streets, you can have as many motherfucking women as you can get. So you put your own spin to shit and you get at them. I got, I don't know, 36, 40, some kind of amount of tools. I ain't sure how many goddamn tools. I think it's 36, 37. 516, what's up?
What's up, bud? How you doing, man?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
Everything good, man. Whenever I'm soaking up your game, everything's good. But anyway, I want to know, what is mental gymnastics and how does it work?
Mental gymnastics. What do you think mental gymnastics is?
Well, my thought of it was, you know, making a female's mind flip-flop here and there. You're taking it in different directions. That's what I thought of. But
well,
I'm
gonna, wait a minute. Let me ask you something else. What is gymnastics?
Well, that's what it is, you know, flipping around, going in different directions and, you know.
No, it's not. Gymnastics is structured exercises, a lot of different exercises that you can participate in. You can focus on five or six of them. You could excel in them, or you can be an all-around gymnast. What I'm saying is the same thing with mental gymnastics. They're structured exercises, structured things that you do, structured ways that you think, and mental gymnastics, as far as with women, is when they say whatever they say, trying to be however they are, playing games with you. You have the ability, since you know mental gymnastics, to take that shit she's talking about and flip it to what you, where you coming from, all in the course of turning a backflip with a double somersault in it. And when you land, pinpoint the land, the bitch is screaming. That's mental gymnastics, bro. Hey, let me tell you something. We talking about sex a little bit tonight. I tell them bitches, hey, listen, baby, go get in the bed and open your legs, and I'm going to go stand in the dough. And when I get ready to get that pussy, I'm going to take two steps, and then I'm going to turn a double somersault with a 3.5 twist, and I'm a land in that pussy, bitch. Because I'm a gymnast. I'm a sexual gymnast. I'm all kind of gymnast. Hey, but listen, what I'm saying is that's what you do when you make shit the way you want to make it. It's fun. It ain't no no negative on the comment. When you be handling every shit, everything that they say, turning it into something that you know you can keep conversation on, and they start talking along the lines of what you done flipped it to, you just feel great, man. And it makes you know you are a monster. I know I'm a monster, man. I should be under the 300,000 pounds of rocks hoping nobody ever dig me up. That's how you gonna be, bro. For sure. You got anything else?
No, that's it.
All right, brother. Thanks. See, you're welcome, bro. The thing is, we be talking about the psychology of what you be doing. When you getting at a woman. See, that's the thing, or one of the things that I have such value in, because I know the psychology. Studied psychology, graduated, bachelor's. Earlier, when I said five problems can have 50 ways to solve them, I mean, think of that. Just think of that. Say you got a problem right now. How many ways do you think you have to solve it? One, maybe two, maybe three. For any one problem, I got an immediate 10 ways to solve it. And I have an alternate 40 ways that I can choose from. Why? Because I think like that. I'm not so smart. I'm not any smarter than any one of you. I've just trained my mind to think like that. See, so what I mean is, whatever the situation, I'm not going to be stuck trying to straighten it out with one lucky way. No. I know I'm going to find a way that fits me, and it's going to make me look and feel like the shit as I solve whatever this problem is. And I know this is going to happen because I have 50 ways to solve any one goddamn problem. And I know one of them motherfuckers got to fit. When you out and you doing as you please with a woman, it's just a marvelous feeling. You can't imagine what thoughts go through my mind when I have that woman doing what I want. I ain't finna have her do nothing crazy. I ain't trying to pimp on her no more. So she doing what I want according to how I think these days. And this ain't no sexual shit I'm talking about. I'm talking about a woman listening to me and following all of the leads I'm presenting, making me see that the conversation should go on. Otherwise, I tell my students, an arsenal consists of five, six lines, and you use them. But an arsenal for me is a whole conversation, because I never stop leading. You know, I never... The arsenal is to get you in, get the introduction, so that you can tell whether or not you can continue talking to the bitch. But you still have to continue talking to the bitch if the arsenal says she's worthy. But then that's where a lot of dudes, they run out of conversation. Man, I got through the arsenal and didn't really know what, man, that's because you know, really ain't understanding what an arsenal is. An arsenal is a system of conversation. It's not a system of introduction. It has the first few steps of the conversation, which is the introduction, but the rest of the conversation depends on you. So, to me, you're not supposed to do nothing that will weaken you or your position. So naturally, what you do should strengthen you in your position. Otherwise, you can't expect me or what I say verbatim to actually work for you. You can only, at the most, expect what I say to give you direction. And once you have that direction, your willingness to put in the work to think about what will work for you is what's going to make that direction I gave you so valuable. You just have to understand, I'm able to think of a way to do something, to handle something that will be very comfortable for me as well as confident building. I'm not going to think of something, well, maybe, I'll take that back. I do think of things that's not confident building, but I don't let them, I don't give them any thought. I think of them and discard them. 847, what's up?
What's up, man? It's Ledensky.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, man, I sent you a letter. Yeah.
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's going on, man? I sent you a letter yesterday, but I got nothing but silence in response, which could only mean that what I had to say blew your ass away.
No, I actually hadn't really been fucking with the computer too much. And really, though, I didn't see none of the letter you sent me. I got to look at my – you sent it to Ask Rosebud, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to look at it, man. I don't think I seen it, but when did you send it?
Yesterday.
Man, I've been on the computer today, and I actually deleted some shit, man. Maybe resend it to me, man.
Well, I could tell you now, shit.
Come on, man. Well, is it a long story? You know, you had some private issues. You know, whatever you're willing to talk about, go ahead.
Yeah, man. I had this problem that was, like, harassing me, and it wouldn't let me think straight. And this problem, let me just say, kept occurring on a regular basis. And I tried to look for ways to fight it. And I got dismayed because none of them worked. So I looked at your, I don't want to say what, but in your part two, and then I was on a search for the correct solution. But then even that didn't work. So what I did then was I just decided myself on my own that I was just going to forget about it all. I'm not going to fight it anymore. And I started thinking like that this problem, it just doesn't exist. It just doesn't exist. And then it ended up evaporating. Isn't that something?
Well, it is something, but you're cheating yourself because you're not really seeing what really happens. What really happens is you did stop fighting it, but you accepted the shit and handled it. Maybe without you knowing it, all you had to do was accept it. But whatever you did after accepting it, if it could just be thinking the correct way, it was what you needed to do. And you did that because, you know, in reality, the only person you have is you. You have to be able to depend on yourself. I didn't have shit where I had to take Zoloft, and I've made myself not need that goddamn shit because I was really paranoid. I had a paranoid situation where I was paranoid driving, and, man, fuck that. And I ain't taking that shit no more. But if I would have allowed it, it would have took me over because the shit was real. And the actual times that it was handling me, I finally realized, was the more I denied it. The more I denied it, the more I tried to act like it shouldn't be happening, blah, 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 the more it happened. It started happening. But soon as I accepted the shit, not only did it slow down, but I was able to release my thoughts to where I was able to deal with it. Because as long as you're saying it ain't happening or you fighting it, you're not allowing yourself to deal with it. That's what I think you did. However you think is right, though, Leon. I'm glad to hear this, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. And also I said, if it does happen, then I just don't give a damn. And this particular problem, that was the correct solution for this because it really did go away.
Good, man. I'm really happy to hear that shit, man. And that's about the confidence you have in believing in yourself, believing your thoughts are strong. And I'm saying, who knows you better than you, man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, good shit, man. Thanks, man. And anytime you're ready, hit me, man.
All right, for sure, man. Have a good night.
You too. See, I love that kind of shit because it goes to show that, you know, what I do, it works across all sorts of barriers. And it's only because some people, not my man, but I'm talking about some people need help in thinking of becoming positive. And it ain't nothing wrong with it. It's such a negative world, such a negative environment. A lot of that shit's going to wear off on you. You just can't imagine what thoughts go through my mind. I mean, shit. I think of all kind of things. Basically, what I'm saying to you, I don't run from any thoughts, scary thoughts, whatever they are. I deal with them right then, as soon as I think them, and that's that. They're not always gone like that, but I ain't caring if they reoccur. I'm just going to handle them. Maybe you got to handle them 100 times. Who cares? Who's counting? See, I don't think you should get used to listening to somebody else's shit because they don't even think like you. I think you should fucking listen to yourself. And I think that's why, if you ask yourself why listen to me, that's why you should listen to me. I focus on you through focusing on myself. All I talk about is me. All I focus on is me. Because it's not that I'm insecure. It's that I believe focusing on me shows you through things I have accomplished that I'm doing what I'm thinking. What about not me focusing on you? What about you focusing on you? You don't hear me telling you what to do. I only tell you what things to think about in order to make a decision on your own about what to do. I believe in empowerment, and the best way to empower a person is to show them how to do it. And don't help them do it. Just show them. This is how you do it. If a person is hungry and I feed him, he's full for a meal. But you know the saying, if I teach him to hunt or fish or whatever, he can feed himself and his family. That's my basic philosophy. I want to show all you guys how to be assertive. I want to show all you guys how to be responsible. I want to show all you guys that ain't nothing wrong with being a 21st century man. Fuck that bitch if you ain't with her and you got kids. They still your kids, man. I took care of mine. I went all the way with mine. I went to court and I won both of them. I didn't really get to raise with one of them, but I don't care. I went and won. See, my thing is, once you have adopted the basic principles that I be trying to teach in the course, you know, maintaining it is easy. Everything you think about should be to build your confidence, even when you're thinking something you're not sure about. That's when you be the most confident, because whatever that is, let's say it's about how to go up the hill. I'm telling you, you ain't even sure how to do it. But since you got to get to the top, you're going to figure how to do it. And whatever you figure, you're going to take a chance on it. You ain't going to wait till somebody come to tell you how to do it. See, my course show you how to not be sure at the fucking moment and still make the right choice based on what's best for you. I cap all my negative thoughts off with thinking, you know, which helps me deal with having an insecure thought. I just have to think. That's what I do. That's one of the problems of being this kind of motherfucker. So, to me, thinking during unsure moment keeps me from panicking. You know, once you actually took my course, you'll find that you no longer are afraid of the problems that can occur in your life, especially with women. You know, you'll begin to see them problems as the building blocks that's going to help you make you the man you want to be. And the only reason confidence has eluded you for so long is you have not really pursued it in earnest. The one thing that you're thinking right now that isn't wrong, make too many mistakes and the bitch gonna leave you and you're gonna miss altogether. Now, you all think that. But knowing that shouldn't make you afraid. It should build you up, unless you know you're going to make a whole bunch of mistakes. And that's where the manhood, the strong basis and philosophy of you, there's a philosophical point of view that each of us have. Most of us have similar philosophies. Some of us have extreme philosophies, but we all have philosophies, whether it's extreme or if it's normal. The people that really progress or grow are the people that live according to their philosophies. They make things adapt to according to how they think. And they don't deny what they need to adapt. They don't deny the new thought, but they tailor that thought. Now, when there's principles, you can't tailor them. You got to deal with the principles, period. So I'm just saying, things are so important with us these days. We don't take the shit as important as it is. Now, you shouldn't be afraid to actually make a mistake, say the wrong thing, do the wrong, you just shouldn't be afraid. That's why my course is so dope. It makes you confident in what you think until it's just incredible that you're still tripping. And then you stop. Your thoughts are the only thoughts that matter to you. And she'll love that about you the more she gets to notice it. You got to stop listening to people who say you're being inconsiderate, because believe me, in my course, there's a section on how to reciprocate what you receive. I'm not talking about, you know, not being a giving person. As long as you're giving as much as you receive, you're not being inconsiderate. And there's no way you're going to be treated as close to being a god as humanly possible without giving as much as you receive or more. I mean, I don't go overboard, but I do a lot. You know, I don't go overboard in any particular thing for my woman, because it's, you know, everything I do is from the heart. I ain't going to do it cheaply. I'm going to do it whatever, but I'm saying it's from my heart. I don't owe her a goddamn thing. And as you catching a motherfucking woman, or as you talking to her, she's seeing your confidence, and she's witnessing how well or how little it suits you. You're actually letting her know that you don't care if she don't want to deal with you, or you should be letting her know that. I'm not going to say you're actually doing it, because if you was doing that, you wouldn't be having problems. I'm serious when I say this, and listen to what I'm saying. You should only concern yourself. You should only care if she wants to deal with you on your terms. Other than that, you don't care. You're wasting your care to care if someone's letting you know they're not going to roll on your terms. And every woman won't. And you don't care if it's 83 that you met that won't, and then next one you meet do. You don't care, because there's so many women in the world. It just took you however many to meet whichever one. And this is something you need to understand. You don't catch because you don't have the confidence to stand on a particular thing or principle. And this is a serious point to consider. If you do not have principles, it make you appear to be weak. And if you appear to be weak to a woman, it's either one of two things they're going to do. They're going to turn on to you because you look like you can be charged, or they're going to turn off because you look weak. Both of those is a no-win situation for you. That's why when women pay attention to you, when they listen to you speak to them, or they overhear it, all they should hear or see is confidence, and it will lure them to you. Even the women of today love to be around a man who has a sense of who he really is. They turn into women. They lose all that aggressive bullshit and just be women. They love a motherfucker who can make his mind up and not grow a beard while doing it. And if you're not going to stand up to her, you know, snide remarks or her doubtful statements, if you're not going to stand up to that shit with your principles, she's going to see you as weak. And she's not going to like you. You just have to remember, we speaking about the psychology of what you're doing. And if you do this the way I'm explaining it, it's going to be like spinach is the Popeye. And you know what that did. That made him stronger. That made him invincible damn near. If you get the psychology correct and you start representing that in your social endeavors, you will see the difference. You have to establish what it is you want. And if you're a gentleman, you have to let that woman know simply because you're a gentleman don't mean you're a punk. I mean, I let them hear me say that kind of shit, even if I'm just telling them about something I had to tell somebody else. I'm telling you, I don't allow a woman to think I'm supposed to do shit. The only thing I'm supposed to do is be the way I am. Believe me, I'm a gentleman and a scholar. I open the doors, pull out chairs, rest coats. You know, I mean, order. I know how to order. I mean, everything. There's a fine line between being a gentleman and a sucker. And you got to always emphasize you are being a gentleman. Especially with today's women, you have to emphasize that. Because soon as they start talking loud or saying some shit I ain't trying to hear, Hold up. And I let them know. And if it's cool, if it ain't cool, I ain't got no problem. I'm just gone. And I'll let them know if you came with me, I'll give you some cab fare. Or as a matter of fact, I'll call Uber for you. I do all that. I let them know. I ain't fucking with you. You fucking with me. And if you want to do that, fine. If you don't, that's cool too. You just have to understand that you are the commodity. And you are worth much more to her than she is worth to you. Because you can find 10 of her. And she's going to search her whole life to find another motherfucker like you. You got to remember that. And you got to believe that. Another key point, and this is the last point, because I see y'all ain't really got shit to say. The woman is supposed to wait on you. Hand and foot. They're supposed to serve you. Now, I'm not saying kiss your ass, you know, wipe your booty, all that goddamn shit. I ain't talking about all that extremist bullshit. Come on, when it's time to eat, they cooking, they fixing your plate, setting it. You know, when it's time to bed, they pull the covers back, woo-woo. You know, when it's time to run a bath, they run the bath. You understand what I'm saying? And I mean, all that kind of, you know, that kind of shit. You know, they serve me. And those little things, they appreciate. They want to do them, especially for you, not for men. They want to do it for you because you have fucking shown them, you know, they can appreciate a man, a real motherfucking man. Hey, this Down and Dirty. I'm noticing that Ask Rosebud shows be having more motherfuckers that are asking questions. And I know this show, I be spitting a lot of serious game. So you kind of listen because, you know, you want to hear the shit. I understand it. But I'm cutting it off 14, 15 minutes short because, you know, I ain't asking no goddamn questions. But this was a good show, and we going to keep having them. I just want you to start, you know, asking questions about the game. If that's what you're in, I'm out. Hold up. I see you, man. 404. Come on.
Hey, what's up, man?
I see you. What's happening?
I got a question about the charge. No, that's for some money anyway.
Okay.
Is it an art? You know what I'm saying? Is it an art to ask for the money, or is it just hit or miss?
Wait a minute. What are you asking? You got to speak up.
No, I said, is it an art to ask them for the money, or is it just hit or miss?
Well, anything you ask for is an art. Because if you ask, there's a yes or no possibility. So if you just asking, they're going to say no most of the time. But if you know how to ask, present a whole bunch of shit without them knowing you presented. Now, I'm going to tell y'all this. I didn't tell this story before. I remember this was the coldest one in a long time. I played this broad ass with money, and I wanted to get the money. So, you know, the bitch want to fuck with me, you know, and I'm telling her, I'll fuck with you, but I don't want to really, you know, get intimate or nothing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, while we talking, blah, 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 I'm telling her that I'm really interested in becoming a magazine mogul. And she said, really? We'll start asking me about this magazine. Now, I ain't really thinking about this, but now she asking me this shit, I start thinking of shit, and I told her that I was going to do a magazine about the ghetto, about all the passed up, leftover artists, not hip-hop artists. I'm talking about people that can draw, people that can write, you know, creative people. And the bitch just listening to me and shit. So we get through with that little date. And I see I can snag her. So I went home, you know, and I started cutting out some little articles. And then I, you know, I already wrote all kind of shit. So I put a mock magazine together. And the next time I talked to her, she asked me what I was doing, blah, blah, blah. And I said, I'm glad you called. You know, I got a mock magazine, and I kind of want you to see what I'm doing. Now, I didn't wrote all these articles myself, and I got certain pictures in there. And when she seen it, she creamed in what she asked. I didn't expect, because I didn't have a name for it. She said, well, what's the name of it? And I said, Urbanomics. She said, Urbanomics, economics for urban people. I love it. Do you know that bitch gave me 15 racks on that? Hey, I didn't even ask her for it. What I'm saying is I was asking her for it the whole time I told her about the magazine. But if I would have asked her, she would have just said, oh, no, I ain't going to be supporting nobody. But if I show that bitch that I'm making moves and she see the moves actually materializing, she, if she ain't worth anything, she gonna want to help. And that's what she said as she was breaking me off. Hey, I just want to see you be successful. And I had to tell, I had to take a chance. Tell that bitch, no, I couldn't take that from you. And I said, I ain't got enough money to pay you back. And she said, no, I just really want to help. I want to see you succeed. You sure? Yes, take it. Okay. Hey, what I'm saying is, if I'd have been silly, I would have seen that this broad had some money, and as soon as I fucked her, I would have said, hey, let me get woo-woo. Bitch might have gave me something, but that would have been the last time I seen her. Now, man, you got to know how to play. And that was a play, took a few days or whatever, but look at their payoff. Yeah. All right, I'm going to put you back in. I got these latecomers coming. What's up, 213?
Hey, man, what it is, though. Hey, man, I want to know why these niggas can't take no servings out here, man. Like, since the last time I called in, I've knocked 2.5 bitches, you feel me? And, like, I served
Wait, stop,
2 niggas.
Stop. Man, I wish I'd have thought it was you. But listen, let me tell you how right now, I know you full of shit. You just said you knocked 2.5 bitches.
Yeah,
now, what I'm saying is, either you knocked 2 whole human beings and a half a human being, or you full of shit. How the fuck can you knock two and a half women, man?
Okay, because one bitch didn't have my choosing fee correctly, you dig? If I tell a bitch
okay,
my
so wait,
fee,
stop.
Okay.
Since I heard in your next sentence, you full of shit. Because you said she didn't have your choosing fee correctly, which, in that case, a motherfucker didn't get a bitch. So how do you count her?
Because, like, the bitch is down right now. You dig me? The bitch is down getting it, though. You feel me?
Oh,
bitch, recording daddy, I
thanks,
got this.
Man.
That.
Thanks for calling
I'm
in.
Keeping
I'm going to remember your number. I ain't picking
no,
you.
No, I'm keeping
man.
A 100.
Thank
no,
you.
No, no. Answer that. Answer
Thank
that,
you,
bro. Answer that.
Man, this dude called in. I don't know what's wrong. He is such a fake, lying-ass punk. I mean, he probably gay, and he probably like me. Matter of fact, let me ask this nigga. 213, nigga, is you a gay motherfucker? Why you call
hey,
my
man.
Show, man?
Cause I'm the pimp, and that's why, man.
You
dude,
ain't
I'm
no pimp,
like,
nigga.
I'm
you,
bringing
you,
some
you
real scenarios.
That's why.
I'm
okay,
bringing
man.
Real scenarios,
hey,
man.
I don't fuck with
you
gays,
did.
You know. I don't fuck with gay dudes. So can you miss me, man? All that dreaming of this pimping shit, man. Look, you got 2.5 bitches. Come, Jesus Christ. Hey, you guys. On that note, I'm gone.